This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The 20th annual Farm Progress Show is quickly approaching. We'll have more right after this.
Drasco Flats, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Drasco Flats. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office.
Ready for some summer nights, come on.
Drasco Flats, live.
This year marks the 20th year of the Farm Progress Show, which will take place in Decatur, Illinois next month. The show will run from August 26th through the 28th. Matt Youngman, National Events Manager for Farm Progress, said that time will fly by as we approach the show date.
We get to July 4th and the show program goes to print, goes to the printer, and then it gets more and more fast paced as we get through the summer here. Rick will be on site permanently next week. The tents are going to start flying Monday of next week, and it's right around the corner realistically.
Youngman said the crops that are grown at the show site look great.
Everything's in great shape. The host farmers did a great job. It was all in the ground by, I believe it was April 16th or April 17th, but there was a little window there where they could get that early corn in the ground on time, and it's gotten plenty of rain there in Decatur and getting good heat here through the summer. So we're on pace for good field demonstrations. We're adding an entirely new drone demo system to the show. So that's been a big project that Rick has been working with the FAA to make sure that we can get that right. And then all the regular stuff that you've come to be familiar with harvesting demonstrations and tillage, and then also autonomy getting bolted into some of those things.
Youngman added that it's been exciting to watch new cutting-edge technological developments show up every year at the Farm Progress Show.
Realistically, we're writing rules so that these different players can compete out there in the field demonstrations. And whatever the cutting edge thing is right now, it's autonomous machines, it's drones, and it's smart sprayers. And so we're wanting to make sure to give an even platform for all those companies that are wanting to demonstrate those technologies, the ability to put them on display in front of the growers so that they have a really efficient use of their day shopping and kind of learning about this technology.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.